This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Launching into the third hour of this live Independence Day edition of the show. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
We're going right back into your phone calls and thoughts. But then coming up, Conan, you're going to be telling us about a story you were interested in, and I think it's appropriate for tonight, given that it's Independence Day, to talk about the Declaration of Independence and a comma that has been mistaken for a period, or is it the reverse, a period mistaken?
Comma that has been mistaken for a period that kind of changes the first paragraph.
Let's get into it coming up here in moments. But Kirby is still on the line with us here. I invited him to hang on through the news there because he had something else to say, I think, about independence, Kirby, and I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get that out there. So go right ahead.
Yes, sir. I am the descendant of free slaves. My great-grandparents were born as slaves. Independence Day means... I have to look at it as Frederick Douglass did. What is Independence Day to a slave? I can't say that we are truly free yet because we still live in this legacy of racial hatred and animus. And Donald Trump and the alt-right and all the division in America right now proves it. So for me as a black American, yes, I love my country, but my country is a filthy, dirty whore who needs to be rehabbed.
Well, now let's make something clear here. I think a lot of people will not, and I think they should, but they won't differentiate generally when they're speaking between the country and the government. And it seems to me like, for the most part, the country, if we were to define that as the group of people within arbitrary borders in a certain landmass, I think overall, people are pretty good folks. They treat each other well, for the most part. There's some nasty folks out there, of course. Many of them work for the government. But for the most part, people get along just fine. And everybody gets along regardless of the color of their skin or their gender. When you start talking about the government, it's important to remember, the government isn't us. The government isn't the country.
No, they say it is. They say it's of the people, for the people.
Right. They want to conflate the two together. They want you to think about them as though they're together, but they're really not. The government is the 1%. You know, these are the people who want to control your life, who want to divide you, who want to have people fighting with one another, who want to have Republicans fighting with Democrats, who want to have the school charter people fighting with the normal school people, and, you know, all these different interest groups that square off with the intention of trying to defeat the other side and then take over the control of the government.
I think it was said earlier correctly that it is a means of control. And so these same people, these same individuals that you get along just famously with every single day, it's all turned on its head when you've got government, this control feature, where your neighbors have an issue with you, Ian, because you've got a couch in your yard.
And not anymore.
Instead of coming over and having a conversation with you about it, as a good neighbor would, they'll get government involved. They'll use the force and the power of government to force you to do something that they want you to do. And, of course, the couch is kind of a... Actually, I would want you to move the couch as well, but I mean, but there are other things that, the idea that that we're not all slaves and that this is a crazy. Can I ask the caller what part of where are you from?
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis. I have to say that I still consider myself a young guy, and I know that there still is racism in this country. But I have to say that I don't see the horror stories that I heard of back in the day of lynchings and of people getting the dogs sicked on them and water hosed and whatnot. I have never seen it. I think that we live in so much better times than it was. And the idea that, Ian, you were talking about this division, the people in charge who are using this old stale argument to have us fighting with each other when I just don't, I don't see it.
Well, you don't see them using a tactic to fight each other?
No, they're fighting us both now. I don't see them. I don't see them fighting people based on their skin color.
No, like they used to. Individuals aren't fighting each other over their skin color, but the government sure would like that to happen. They want people to turn against each other.
They keep us fighting each other, right?
Right. They want to create divisions, and so they'll use every single possible division to make people think they need to be in control of the other people.
That's right, and they're bringing those divisions back. You know, for me, this all started in 2008 because. America, what America's doing to Trump now, America did to Obama then. But Obama's election or selection, however you want to look at it, gave that 1% of America who are still alpha hotels, it gave them an excuse and a reason to start injecting their bill into the rest of America. And it's easy for a white guy not to see racism because he's white. I'm not saying that as a dig, but there's a book called Black Like Me, True Story. Read it. If you could be black for a week, you'd see a much different America.
Oh, I think that's true. I mean, we've definitely talked to black callers over the years here on Free Talk Live, and they have expressed that it's a, you know, that is a very different world. You know, if you're getting pulled over, if you're a black person, the government, police, certainly there's some evidence that they're going to treat you differently. I think all Conan was saying was that there's no overt, visible, like, it's not like it used to be with, you know, public lynchings or whatever. That stuff doesn't happen.
It has improved. It's still there.
Yeah,
it has improved. And I just hate that we keep talking about it. Instead of just, you see racism, you need to say something. But otherwise, if it's not really there, you know, why keep talking about it and bringing it up and bringing it up and just reminding everybody? And it's never going away.
Well, I don't believe in, you know, personally, I agree with you, Conan. I think that we just need to look at individuals. We need to look at each person as an individual.
Judge the book by its cover, not by its, you know, by its content, not by its cover.
What they say. Yeah, what they say and what they do are really the only things that matter. Kirby, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And that's, you know, again, not to downplay Kirby or his experience or anything like that. I know I read it. I'm sure I've talked about this a myriad of times, but I remember reading a letter to the editor here in the newspaper in Keene, New Hampshire, and this was probably eight or nine years ago, by a black lady who had moved up here from actually my hometown of Sarasota, Florida, by total chance, and she was writing the newspaper to explain why she was leaving Keene. Because, you know, because it's an ugly town, it's a very beautiful town to live in. She experienced racism on the streets of Keene, apparently. People saying nasty things to her to the point where she just decided she didn't want to be here anymore. And that was really shocking to me. Because,
I'm shocked.
Right. Like you said, you don't see those things. That's because most of those people are cowards, right? The people that, if they're even willing to say anything to you, they're not going to yell it from a megaphone. They're going to say it to you quietly under their breath or something like that as they're passing by you or whatever. And so that's why she claimed she was leaving Keene, New Hampshire. On the other hand, I also, so to counter that story, I encountered a black gentleman who, through a friend of a friend, basically, we were at the same event, and we had a conversation, and I asked him, you know, well, what was it like to be the only black guy at the Keene High School? Because that's what it was like for him, right? Like he was
in this town with everyone slathering over diversity. He was probably a superstar.
Well, so I wanted to know if there was, you know, because if you're living here, if you're raised here, you're going to get that. If there's racism, then you're going to get some directed at you, right? At some point, if what the lady wrote in her letter was true. And I'm not saying it wasn't true what she said. She had one experience. His experience was different. His experience was that he was treated differently, but it wasn't because the people were racist. It was, in his mind, it was because they'd just never seen a black man before.
Yeah. Oh my lucky stars, a black man.
Right. Like, they treated him differently, and, you know, I don't know what that exactly meant. He didn't seem like he felt like they were hating towards
him. They probably were...
It was awkward, I guess.
I think that they were probably watching everything they said and being very careful in the midst of this young black man, because they've been raised that way. It's like, oh my God, we have to be very careful. We don't want to...
Yeah, but you know high school's not like that, man. If somebody's going to talk some trash...
Not our high school. When we grew up in Florida with lots of black kids... It's got to be a lot different here in this area where there's might be one or two black kids.
There's more coming up here in moments. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free if you want to join us here on this live Independence Day edition of the program. The phones are always open for you at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And also, you can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Plus, we've got Discord. It is our server, it's a chat server, with different chat rooms. Some of them are voice chats, and most of them are text chat rooms. And most of the folks spend time in the text chat, but every now and then after the show, sometimes our listeners will jump into a voice chat with each other and talk about stuff. And it's there for you 24/7, before, during, and after the show. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, some of whom you'll recognize as callers to the show, like Gene the Christian Anarchist. He's in there quite a bit. And so you recognize some names in there. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. You can go over to discord.lrn.fm. And that first room, that first chat room, is the Discord on-air call-in line room, which actually allows you to get on the air with us. And it sounds really good. It sounds like you're almost sitting in the studio with us here. So I've been really happy with Discord. And people appear to like it because they keep coming back.
Yep.
Which is...
It's very civil this evening, guys. Very civil.
Are they being... They're being well-behaved?
They're watching. They're all mannerly and whatnot.
Well, if you don't get along with somebody, there's a block feature. So you can always just hit, you know...
Blocking is cowardice. Don't block anybody. Unless it's... Well, there's one guy I might block. But I haven't even blocked him yet.
Who, Witt? James
yep.
Witt?
Yep. He sent me direct messages, and I'm just...
Yeah, you know. I'm tired of his direct messages, so I blocked his ass. But the nice thing is you can when somebody's blocked, if they chat in the chat room, it'll show you blocked message, and you can always click on it to see what it says. So if you ever feel like you want to see what he has to say, you can see it. And I clicked on one of his messages because we created a room just for him. It's called Toxic User Zone, not safe for work. And I relegated him to just that one room, so he can't go into any of the other rooms. And if we ever get any other truly toxic users, I'll add them to that category. But so far, we only have one. And he, of course, posted something within the last 24 hours, so I clicked on it. And as usual, he's talking about, he always loves to write in all caps, "I'm going to love watching Jackie Edgington suffer," which is Mark's son. So he's constantly basically suggesting violence.
What the hell, dude?
Oh, yeah, man. He's got some
kind
of sick
obsession.
Come
on, man. Leave the kids out of it.
I know.
Jesus.
It's really sad, isn't it? It's really sad. So anyway, you can go over there and you can talk to a psychopath if you want. He's hanging out sometimes. But otherwise, most of the people are pretty well behaved on the Free Talk Live Discord server. Go to discord.lrn.fm. Let's see. What were we talking about, Conan?
You know what? We were talking about how I've never seen the racism.
Because you are white.
Because I'm white, and how can I possibly understand? Well, let me go back.
I don't think we could.
I was talking about how some of my schooling, some of my upbringing.
Yeah.
I had the choice when it came to high school. I had three choices. I lived on the corner of four counties, so there were three schools I chose from, and the one that the actual county that I lived in, I would have been a minority.
Mm-hmm.
There was at least 60% black. And the rest were white and Hispanic. And then the school that all of my friends went to, it was like a third, a third, a third. Black, Hispanic, Latin, white.
Okay.
And that's all my people went to. The people I played soccer with, you know, the people, my neighbors, they all went to the school. I ended up going to the most academically successful school, which had only three black dudes. And they were all half black, half white. And they were all extremely popular for whatever reason. I think they kind of had what was going on here in Keene, where it was just, this is 20 years ago. I think that people were, for whatever reason, these guys were very popular, all three football players, and they got along famously. So I guess I haven't seen it. Here in Keene, I mean, there's not a whole lot of black guys.
There's
here.
Not. Although I've been seeing more recently, there's a few in the neighborhood actually that will like ride by on their bicycles, and I always smile, wave, and say hello. I want to run up to them and hug them and thank them for coming to Keene, but I think that would be a little inappropriate. Just because it's nice to see a little diversity up here.
I work at Enterprise a couple of days out of the
week. Rent a car.
And
okay.
So one of my coworkers, he was a student at the time. He's from Connecticut, and he decided he was going to move back to his family and whatnot. But, oh, my God, we got along famously.
Was he black?
He was black, okay. Very black, very dark-skinned black.
Yep.
And we got along famously for one reason, because I was constantly throwing stereotypes at him.
Really?
He loved it. He's like, I don't get that ever.
Like what? Give me an example. What do you mean you threw a stereotype
I would at laugh. Him? He would shoot a basket into a garbage basket,
uh-huh.
And I would stop and give him, like, the eyebrow. And he knew exactly where I was going with it, and he would just he loved it. He did say he had one racist encounter while he was here in Keene. He was walking down Main Street, and some redneck, some hick, was just standing out there. He was obviously drunk.
Yep.
And he's just standing there, you know, swaying. And this guy and my friend kept getting closer and closer and closer to him. And finally, he was right next to the guy, and the guy was, F Obama! And that was it.
Ridiculous.
That's all he said. He says that was, you know, he said that didn't, you know, it never happened.
I'll give another story.
There was one thing he missed, and he missed being around black people.
Yeah.
And he just wanted to get back to that environment. I can understand that, I guess.
I'll give you another story. So I went to jail back in 2011 for standing in front of a police car and, you know, civil disobedience. Went to jail for what was a 90-day sentence, ended up spending 58 days in there. And there was a black guy who was in my cell block.
This wasn't the security guard. This was actually
Well, there was actually a black CO, corrections officer, who ended up actually quitting his job and then being this keynote speaker at Keenevention after that. And that was pretty awesome. His name's Brian Tan. Ended up leaving the area, moving to Pittsburgh. And he's actually a science fiction author or something like that.
Oh, interesting.
Kind of a fiction author. But anyway, I'm talking about the guy in the cell block with me as an inmate. His name was Johnny. And he was a Muslim, and so we did some studying of Muslim things together. That was when I read the Quran while I was in there. And there was also at one point an actual, like, white supremacist kind of gang member who was in the same cell block.
Like with tats and stuff? Like KKK tats?
I forget how it came to my attention that he was a white supremacist kind of dude. But I can tell you this. He did not have much in the way of friends in that cell block. There was not like any kind of division where the whole cell block was against the black guy and in favor of
Johnny
him.
Didn't have friends, but a KKK
the KKK guy, the white supremacist guy. He seemed to be kind of on his own. He was not necessarily like a well liked person within there. And Johnny, the black guy, seemed to get along fine with pretty much everybody in the cell block. So that would tell me, like, if indeed Keene was like some unusually racist place. If you're in jail, you're going to see it, right? Because that's where you see racism, is when you're in these government institutions in a lot of cases where people will divide off by the color of their skin. In this case, the black guy didn't have any problem socializing.
How old was Johnny at the time?
I'd say he was my contemporary, so early 30s.
Yeah, you were talking about the school system and the kids being on a little on edge with the one black kid that you were talking about.
The black guy, and he was also my age. He was maybe in his 30s as well. Yeah, so we would have gone to school in the 90s.
I think these young snowflakes, I really do believe that they've been hearing this argument so often and so many times that they really do walk on eggshells when it comes to dealing with minorities. And not just blacks,
well,
but all minorities.
If you don't see it in jail, it's not really a thing, right? Like
contemporary. I'm talking about two generations down from us.
Yeah, we're coming up here in moments. Your calls, your thoughts here. Welcome, 855-450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live on Independence Day.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump and the First Lady hosted a holiday picnic celebration in the nation's capital. Earlier, he recorded a 4th of July message to Americans.
Today, as we celebrate the 4th of July with friends and family, let us never forget that our freedom has been earned through the blood and sweat and sacrifice of American heroes, and let us share the grateful heart of our nation with every veteran and member of the United States Armed Forces. We are in awe of their courage, and we are eternally in their debt. Together we honor their noble sacrifice by pledging our love and loyalty to our country, our flag, and our fellow citizens.
With the intense heat, the Capitol has added cooling tents throughout the city and first aid stations to help anyone with heat stroke during the celebrations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. It is the Independence Day edition of the show. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I mentioned earlier we've got our Discord chat room over at discord.lrn.fm. We started that back in January of this year, and it has done very, very well. Lots of people in there every single day. That's how you know when it's working, is people come back and they keep using it. And thankfully, also, people are using our Twitch as well. And we got people in there every single night watching us on the Twitch platform, which is completely free way for you to watch the video feed coming from this studio. Now, even though we're still on YouTube, and we actually had a couple of callers tonight saying they were listening through YouTube, the YouTube is a low-resolution version of the show. It's the same live show. It's just a fraction of the resolution. It's 360p compared to 720p, so there's way more pixels for you to enjoy on our Twitch feed. And we've been topless tonight for those of you that are
pretty. Yeah, if anyone wants to see nipples.
And by the way, somebody suggested we were violating Twitch's terms of service.
Really?
By doing this. And I went and I looked to see what their terms are, because, you know, who actually reads that crap?
It says nothing lewd.
Well, what it says is that you're supposed to wear, like, what you would normally wear, basically.
Which is
what we normally do. Like, it's hot.
It's hot. It's 90 degrees outside.
So I've had my shirt off all day long. I've been on the porch, it's not that cold in the studio. Like, it's, you know, it's comfortable.
You got the doors closed here.
It's much nicer in the studio than the rest of the outside. That's for sure. But so these aren't unusual forms of dress for you or I, Conan, in this case. In fact, in a lot of cases, I will put shirts on before I do the show simply because most nights I don't have somebody else who's willing to do the show topless. And it's more fun to do things like that together.
Yep.
But the rule was made for, like, people who would be in their bra and panties or something like that on Twitch and in a situation in which they wouldn't normally be doing that they would be doing it for the purposes of titillation and that kind of thing. So it's my argument that we don't violate the terms of service on Twitch. But anyway, twitch.lrn.fm is where you can watch the official video feed for Free Talk Live. Follow us on there if you would, please. It makes a big difference when you do that because it means you'll get notices if you have your notices turned on your Twitch account. You'll get a little ping whenever we go live, and you can do notices via email or you can do it via the Twitch app on your smart device. And if you also have Amazon Prime, you can link up your Twitch account with your Amazon account, link your Prime over to Twitch, and then you get one free subscription as one of your perks for Amazon Prime. So you may not have already, you might not have known that, because Amazon throws you all kinds of, like, bonuses for signing up for Amazon Prime. There's, like, the Amazon
Music. They're trying to get you hooked.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah.
Trying to get you hooked.
I mean, Prime's not a bad service. It really isn't. For people that order stuff on Amazon, personally, I don't, because I order through SaveItPurse.com, and I save 20%. So I still get stuff through Amazon just going through SaveItPurse. But anyway, if you're using Amazon Prime, link up your accounts. The instructions are real easy to do, and they're right there on our Twitch page. Just scroll down a little bit below the video, and you'll find those. Twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm. As we continue here, your calls and thoughts. Of course, you're welcome to bring up what you want. We were talking about racism in New Hampshire. And, you know, the fact is we're a couple white guys
in a white town.
Right. And we don't know what it's like. However, we've had some experiences to where you knew a guy that you were working with. He left town, not because he was experiencing racism, but because he just wanted to go back to where he came from and be with more people that he could relate to. And
which is completely understandable. That's what I don't hang out with people who I don't relate to. I try to go and surround myself with people, like-minded people, and sometimes it just happens to be that they're same skin color.
Yeah, I mean, I don't relate to white people, but I understand that, you know, there's certain cultural elements.
I'm a gamer. I mean, I like fantasy stuff. I mean,
what game are you playing right now?
I'm still playing Star Wars and South Park. Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes and South Park.
What's Galaxy of Heroes? What is that?
It is. They're both very similar. They're character collecting games, energy based.
Role playing game?
Yeah, no, it's a PvP.
Player versus player.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So it's an online fighting game kind of thing? Like with spells or using the force or?
Well, I guess it depends on midichlorians versus star wizards.
Okay.
So, yeah, it used to be magic, and now it's not anymore. Now it's science fiction.
Gotcha.
But, I've been playing that for many years. The South Park Phone Destroyer is a little simpler. It's a little harder. There's a little more action, you know, taking place, but... I definitely recommend it. It's way too late for Star Wars. It's been out too long to start playing it now. There's just too much collecting to have to do. South Park, you could probably catch up if you started now, but...
Let's change gears. Let's get into this story you had. You wanted to share, since it is Independence Day, about the Declaration of Independence and a comma or a period, some controversy over that. You say it's important.
I find it very important, and I would have been very curious if Daryl was here if he had ever heard this story. It's been this came out big back in 2014. I'm reading the Vox article. There's a better, more detailed article over at the New York Times, but this is more radio friendly.
Okay.
There is a chance that we've been reading the Declaration wrong for over 200 years, according to Danielle Allen, a professor of social sciences at the Institute of Advanced Study. The most common reproduction of the Declaration contains an extra period that changes the meaning of Jefferson's original words. It's the difference between a good government and bad government, she says.
Huh.
All right, here's the version almost everyone knows, and I think it's important that I read it. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, period.
Yeah.
And it continues that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its power in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Now, the period after happiness in the original, many historians are starting to think, was actually a comma. So then,
After the first happiness. Right. There was two happinesses.
So, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Stop. But if there was a comma there, the next part, it wouldn't be just two issues that they were making of importance. The third issue of importance would be, this is what government is supposed to do, and guess what? If government doesn't do these things for you, you need to abolish it.
All right, so I'm looking at this here on the ushistory.org, and I'm not following the point that the comma would make a difference here. Why is a comma, what's the argument that putting a comma in after, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, comma, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, and then another comma, and then more. Like, what's the argument that that makes any difference whatsoever, besides just style?
Instead of just two bullet points of importance, it's three bullet points. So you have all men are created equal, they're endowed by the creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And one more thing that's very, very important, these governments are instituted by men. They receive their powers from the consent of the people, and that if they mess up and you can't do anything about it, you abolish them and create a new one, or and whatever form you see fit.
So you're saying this is a bulleted list that every that starts one of the points?
Well, every comma starts a new point, correct?
Uh-huh. I guess I'm not getting it. I'm not understanding why it would matter.
Well, I think I think
the information doesn't change based on whether or not there's a comma or a period in there.
Yeah, but just like when Dave who called, or was it Matthew? He ended on liberty and the pursuit of happiness. And he stopped right there. He didn't talk about any of the rest, and no one ever does.
Oh, I see.
It's always a mental thing.
You're saying it's a mental thing. All right. So we're going to do some Edgington Post coming up here. It's been the live episode of Free Talk Live. We'll see you tomorrow night online at freetalklive.com. Edgington Post coming up shortly.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Oh.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
I am Mark Edge, and I have with me Daniel Miller, who's the author of a book on Texit. I've heard of Brexit. What's Texit?
If you understand Brexit, then you're definitely in the ballpark. Essentially, just as Brexit was a term that the entire effort to get the UK out of the EU became, you know, that term Brexit came about because of that. Texit has been used to describe the process of Texas also becoming a self-governing independent nation.
Now, is Texas the only state of the union that can, in its constitution, can secede? I've heard that.
Yeah, you know, it really is a fairly common misconception, and one that I spent a good bit of time tackling in the book. When you begin to understand what the true nature of the federal union, the United States of America, when you understand what the true nature of it is, it becomes immediately apparent that no state in particular has an exclusive right to leave the union. It's one that's actually shared by every state unless the state itself prohibits it, which is actually the case for, say, the state of Nevada, where in their constitution they have a specific provision forbidding them from leaving the union. So it is definitely a right that's enjoyed by any state of the union.
So Texas doesn't have anything particular in their constitution about secession?
No, but here's what's interesting also about that is that when you begin to look at the various state constitutions, like a good example would be New York, almost immediately after the ratification of the United States Constitution, almost 100 years plus, New York had a provision in their state constitution that explicitly reserved the right to leave the union. Then you get into Texas specifically. And what you find is that since the 1836 Constitution of the Republic of Texas, back for the 9 years we were an independent republic, all the way through to the current post-Civil War Constitution, you find this very explicit restatement of the right of self-government. Really, to paraphrase, if you're going to synthesize them all, it essentially says that all political powers inherent in the people, all free governments are founded on their authority and instituted for their benefit, and the people have at all times the inalienable right to reform, alter, or abolish their form of government in such manner as they may think expedient.
That sounds pretty close to the Declaration of Independence wording.
Yeah, it's absolutely Jeffersonian. I mean, there's no doubt what the inspiration is. But, you know, given the history that Texas had with Mexico and especially with the Mexican Revolution, you know, it's no doubt that the founders of Texas and subsequent generations wanted to ensure that that right was enshrined. And currently it sits at Article 1, Section 2 of our Constitution, which, again, is a post-Civil War Constitution. So, you know, this right of self-determination is something that is enjoyed by people, sometimes explicitly, sometimes implied, but it is a fundamental right, no less.
Yeah, I think that mostly what Jefferson was just trying to say is ultimately, if enough people are mad at their government, the government isn't going to function. These are people that had, in the case of Jefferson, they hadn't yet entered into the, putting their blood and their sweat and their tears behind their commitment. But at the very least, they intended to. And the Declaration of Independence just basically says that ultimately, if people are unhappy enough, your government isn't going to function. And in that case, the government didn't function because they were willing to put bullets in, you know, the people that were claiming to govern them.
Right. Well, and really, when you begin to examine Texas, you know, especially in the book, as I channeled, you know, 20 plus years of advocating for this position for Texas into this book. And one of the things that I wanted to make sure of was that not just Texans, but people that were looking out at what we are doing here in Texas could understand that if they're within the federal union right now, the grievances that Texans have in a large majority are those same grievances that are shared by people in many other states. Now, you know, we have some unique situations that are here in Texas, unique to our situation, of course, but there is this common thread. You know, when people ask me why support for Texas has grown, I have to really consolidate it down, because in the time of talking to thousands of Texans all over this last two decades, you know, people look at this a lot of different ways. But if you're going to boil it down, especially to the grievances against the federal government, it's simply this. It's that the people are sick and tired of living under 180,000 pages of federal laws, rules, and regulations administered by 440 separate agencies and 2.5 million unelected bureaucrats. At the end of the day, Texans believe that the best people to govern Texas are Texans.
Why wouldn't they think that? I mean, I've got to say that I personally find a great offense that when I was holding my young son at the time in my arms, he's less than a year old, as an infant, the United States federal government says, you owe me $60,000. Just the very fact that he happened to be born on this piece of land, and that politicians have been rapacious and irresponsible over the course of many generations, he's just got this big debt to pay off.
Right. Well, you know, obviously there are a lot of economic drivers to this issue. If you want to go back and compare it to the issue of Brexit, I mean, there were an awful lot of economic drivers there as well. But here in Texas, you know, it really spills out beyond the economic motivations, although they are fairly large. A good example of that is for decades now, Texas has overpaid into the union. In essence, Texas taxpayers are paying more into the union than we get out of it. And it's simple math. But when you look at it and you realize that it's to the tune of anywhere from, on average, about $103 to $150 billion every single solitary year, you know, that's really, it's like Hurricane Harvey hitting Texas every 9 months. That money that's being sapped out of our economy. And so when Texans look at that money going to the federal government and being wasted on things like quote unquote scientific studies to determine how to decrease alcohol consumption by Chinese prostitutes, I mean, that's a literal study they get, or, you know, the real issues that we have going on down here with hurricane mitigation, the border, immigration, you know, public education, whatever it is that could be solved if we weren't being robbed of that money every single solitary year, Texans are finding it harder and harder to swallow being a part of the union. It's why often when we meet opposition, we just turn the tables on them and we say, hey, look, if Texas were an independent nation right now, would you vote to join the union, and what would those selling points be?
When you say vote to join the United States, oh, the union with the United States of America, I get it. If Texas was independent, would you join the United States of America, and why? It's a great question. I would say that the thing that the U.S. has is it has the U.S. dollar, the world reserve currency. That's pretty powerful. It's got a darn big military, but it doesn't seem likely that they'll use it against Texas.
Yeah, you look at all of those issues, like the currency issue. We get what if to death, and it's, again, sure. One of the reasons that I wanted to write this book was to address all those issues. But what I think is interesting is that so many people don't understand the level at which these types of things work. For example, let's take the currency, for example. There are plenty of countries around the world that have adopted the United States dollar in what's called an informal currency union. They've said, hey, this is going to be our currency for our country. Now, we understand that in this informal currency union, we don't have any say in monetary policy and, you know, all the things that go along with it. But some countries adopt it as their national currency. We don't need the United States permission to do that if that's what we choose to do. Now, obviously, Texas would probably want to do something different given how the dollar is becoming weaker. But then you look at something like mutual defense. You know, you look at, well, how will Texas defend itself? Well, Texas currently has its own military. Most people don't realize that. But Texas currently has its own military.
Can you describe this military to me?
Sure. We have two separate fighter wings. I mean, there's an entire list that I put in the book. But we have, obviously, a bifurcated command with the National Guard units. But we also have the Texas State Guard. And, you know, they're fully military capable, fully military ready, and all they need is to be fully militarized. So you have the makings of a national defense. And so if an independent Texas, given what our GDP is, just spent for national defense what the NATO minimums are, the recent 2% of GDP minimums that were set as a standard by the NATO countries, Texas would have, I believe it's the fifth largest, most well-funded military in the world. And that's not insubstantial, but you also have to look at it from the standpoint that countries enter into mutual defense pacts all the time when they have shared national security concerns.
Yep.
The United States is part of one of the largest, which is NATO. But no one would suggest for a moment that just because France or Germany or any of the other countries that are in NATO are part of a mutual defense pact, that it obligates them to be part of a political and economic union that doesn't serve their interests.
It's a true statement when you said, you know, countries enter into these military pacts. I think about the Caribbean. There's all kinds of countries out there, and, you know, they may have disagreements with each other, but to best of my knowledge, there hasn't been a Caribbean war between nations in a long time. You know,
exactly.
It doesn't seem like we're living in the kind of day and age when a country the size of Texas would necessarily need to spend 2% on its military. To hear the rest of this great interview, go to archives.freetalklive.com and get the MP3. Look for today's date there and download or just listen on the web. Archives.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.